From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. We're going to check in now on a controversial Florida law. A state task force has been meeting for months debating Stand Your Ground. That's the law cited by police as the reason they initially decided not to charge George Zimmerman in the shooting death of unarmed teenager Trayvon Martin. The panel will make recommendations to the state legislature on what adjustments, if any, are needed to the law. But NPR's Greg Allen reports from Miami, it's beginning to look as if few changes are likely.
Since it was convened in May, members of the Florida task force have held meetings at locations around the state. At almost every meeting, they've heard impassioned testimony from people like David Bowden, whose son Jason was killed in a shooting. Prosecutors in West Palm Beach told Bowden Florida's Stand Your Ground law prevented them from filing charges against the shooter.
How many more have to die? I've always tried to prepare myself for the worst day of my life. When you lose a child, you don't have a clue.
Even before the Trayvon Martin shooting cast a spotlight on Florida's Stand Your Ground law, it was controversial. The law strengthened Florida's statutes on self-defense by saying, faced with death or great bodily harm, individuals could use deadly force and had no duty to retreat. And people defending themselves were immune from arrest, detention, and prosecution. In hearings this week, task force members have divided over that immunity provision. Defense attorneys say it protects residents who defend themselves from having to go through the expense and stress of a jury trial. Prosecutors and judges say it undermines public confidence when a case is dismissed before the facts are heard by a jury. In a hearing today in Miami, Ali Broswell of the Urban League in Central Florida urged the task force to recommend repealing the law or making major changes.
And all I'm saying is that the law has issues, sir. It needs to be fixed.
Broswell said family members of the person killed in a Stand Your Ground confrontation also suffer and deserve justice. Defense attorney Mark Seiden, one of several supporters of the law on the task force, took issue with that.
If we have to look at two possible outcomes, one being a citizen who is an honest citizen who is wounded, hurt, maimed, or raped, and a dead thug, I'll take the dead thug anytime.
This week, University of Florida researchers delivered the preliminary results of a study examining Stand Your Ground. The study found since 2005, when the law was adopted, the number of justifiable homicides has climbed, violent crime rates have declined, and tourism has risen in Florida. Law professor Monique Worrell cautioned the task force that the information was preliminary and that more research would be needed to show any correlation with passage of the Stand Your Ground law. But Representative Dennis Baxley, one of the authors of the bill, said he'd heard enough.
Facts are facts. That violent crime did not increase because of this law. I think we did hear facts are facts. That tourism did not go down, it went up. Now, I don't think we need to prove cause and effect or correlation.
Members of the task force will hold more hearings before making recommendations to Florida's legislature. This week, task force members said they may suggest a few of what they describe as tweaks to the law, which despite all the attention, remains popular. A recent poll showed that nearly two-thirds of Floridians say the law doesn't need to be changed. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.